Tuesday Shire whip around, and we are heading off to Mount Alexander Shire. We have the CEO, Darren Fuzzard, with us. Darren, good morning.
Morning, Robbo.
No arguments today. We're both winners on the footy field, so happy little Vegemites, mate.
That's right. Possibly not going to be the same by the end of the week, though, Robbo. Should be a very good game.
Yes,
that'll be nice.
See how we go on Tuesday, whether there'll be any love in the air or not. But anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I've got to get through the family visit to the footy. We've got a heap of us going, and there's no in-betweens, Robbo. My family's all either Geelong or Carlton.
No!
Could be a long drive home.
Yeah, could be. All right. Well, listen, you're doing a bit of an Oprah Winfrey out there at the moment. You get money. You get money. Everybody gets money. Community grants, hey?
Yeah, that's right. We do love this program, Robbo. It's such an important one to help people do what they want to do in our community and for our community, I have to say. So we're talking about that community grants program, of course, and that does open up next week. And as we always have had, we've got two funding streams available. We've got what we call small grants, so they're up to $3,000, and then we've got partnership grants where multiple people come together and they can get up to $10,000. So really to support local groups and individuals, Robbo, who want to develop some new and innovative community projects that just are going to make a difference in our community. And certainly we see great things come through every time we do this, every 6 months. And just some of the ones we had, 18 groups got benefits from the program in the last round, and there was things like a online creative writing course, there was the expansion of the Castlemaine Seed Library, there was accessibility improvements at the Mount Alexander Vintage Engine Club. You name it, it was in there. And the only thing those things have in common, Robbo, I think, is that they were great things for our community, and that's really what we're interested in with this program. So applications close, or they open on Monday the 18th of July, and they close on Monday the 8th of August, Robbo. So lots of time for people to get their projects in. But if they want to have a look on our website, you can get more information there, and also call us on 54711700 for more details.
Okay. Now, just a week left to have your say on affordable housing in the Shire, which obviously is rental situation is a huge talking point at the moment. So this is a great opportunity to provide feedback.
It is, Robbo, and this is we've got so much work going on. I think you and I could talk for an hour and a half actually with the amount of work that's going on inside the Shire about trying to improve affordability of housing for our community. But this is a very specific project that we're talking to the community about, Robbo. It's an initiative that could create 42 affordable rental homes in Templeton Street, which is right in the middle of Castlemaine. So we're proposing to do that in partnership with the fantastic people at Haven HomeSafe and with support from the state and or federal governments, Robbo. And there's two spots there in Templeton Street that we're looking at, both of which are owned by council. There's the TAFE building, building above the TAFE building that's there at the moment, which is in fact a council building, and above the council staff car park on the other side of Templeton Street, which is between Castlemaine Community House and the police station buildings. They're great locations, Robbo. They meet the funding criteria of all of the groups who are putting out money at the moment. And what's really important is they could help us provide affordable rental housing in very central locations, so that all the retail's nearby, as you know, and all the services are around the area with easy access. So we think it's a great opportunity, but we do want to know what does the community think about doing this sort of work. It's not a normal thing for local government to be doing, but we want to do our bit if we can. So really want to hear back from people about it, Robbo. We've got an online survey. It's been going for a little while on Shape Mount Alexander. That closes on Monday the 18th of July, so there's about a week left. We'd love to hear more from people. So have a look on our Shape Mount Alexander website and let us know what you think.
And finally, if you want to learn a new skill or discover something new, there's some courses available.
Sure is, Robbo. Castlemaine Community House and Malden Neighbourhood Centre, they always put on great stuff for the community to get involved in. They've got a fantastic Term 2 program of courses on offer now. Just a bit of a taste there, Robbo. You can learn computer basics. You can take up watercolours, painting, or there's belly dancing in there, Robbo. You can brush up on your Spanish. Maybe you can do belly dancing and Spanish, don't know. Or you can go for walks with members of the community. Really what it's about, opportunity to learn new skills, but more, just as importantly, a chance to make some new friends and get involved in the community. So really encourage people to have a look at Castlemaine Community House and Malden Neighbourhood Centre's websites. And there are, of course, concession prices available for those people who have concession and pension cards on all of their program And just the other one, Robbo, if you don't mind, I'll just promote the Casamay Community Lunch, which is on Tuesdays. That's from 12:30pm to 1:30pm, and that's during the school term. It's at the Casamay Town Hall, and there is a suggested donation of $7, and it's free for kids under 12. So another great initiative between Casamay Community House and Council that we love people to get involved in and use.
Fantastic. All right, mate. Well, listen, you have a great week, and yeah, all the very best on the weekend. Oh, hang on. What's this? We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong. All right, so bragging rights one way or the other next Tuesday, Darren.
Yes, I'll either be bragging or not available, Robbo. It'll be one of those.
Good on you, mate. Have a great week.
Good luck. Thanks, Robbo.